Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hi, hello, bonjour, hola, konnichiwa, ni hao. This is Anjali Dub and welcome to Life in Progress. Hoping to inspire you with my life and help you become the best version of yourself as we progress together in this thing called life. Hey everyone, welcome back to Life in Progress. It's Aquarius season, it's my birthday, and I'm just so excited to share this month with everyone because January definitely feels like it was a whole year. Thank you so much for being part of this wonderful community of mine, and I'm just so grateful to each and one of you. And I hope wherever you are right now, you are feeling okay. And if you are not feeling okay, that's absolutely okay as well, because it's part of the process in our beautiful journey that is called Life in Progress. So for today's episode, we are going to talk about my best trait, the beauty of being straightforward in life. So I think this is one of my best of the best traits, because I'm very honest. I cannot be a fake person. I cannot hide my feelings. I cannot hide my emotions. I must say it's a blessing and also a curse, because living in the Philippines, growing up here, where people expect you to sugarcoat a lot of things, I am always being, labeled as a rude person, inconsiderate, or I think so high of myself, just because I communicate my intentions on their faces, on people's faces. I don't go behind them. I don't say things behind them, or I do not send a very, very long email when I have to express myself. I say it like right on their face, because for me, that is the purpose of life. That is the purpose of being, a better person, being a good person, or trying to improve yourself day by day. We need to learn how to communicate our desires, our intentions, and our non-negotiables. Because if no, people will keep on stepping on our boundaries. And until one day comes, we have nothing left to give to anyone. So that's why this is one thing that I will continue to practice. And I'm not really ashamed that this is who I am, because it has helped me find good relationships, and it has helped me define my meaning of success, my definition of what kind of life I want to live, because I'm always very, very honest with myself and with other people. Yes, it is not always like a good thing, but most of the time it is a good thing for me, because I am able to navigate life better. I don't think about things when I go home, let's say, because I already communicate everything direct to the people that I want to have a conversation with. I think in a world filled with, hidden agendas, the beauty of being straightforward in life shines like a diamond, because honesty for me is such a beautiful thing. And when we are honest to people, it gives us freedom. It gives us freedom from a lot of things, negative emotions. We become more emotional intelligent, because we don't dwell on things that we don't want to know. We don't want to dwell on things like what is the response that we should expect or the response that we might get from people. So that's why my first rule in life is practice honesty with ourselves, because it starts from there. Accept our reality, then everything starts to get better and better. And I think this is one thing that we have to teach ourselves. And Being straightforward eliminates misunderstandings, allowing for open communication and problem solving. It empowers individuals, you know, to just be there and say it, their needs, without a fear or hesitation. And also, of course, their wants. In a society where we are being trained, you know, like to always show up, show our best selves. Yes, there's nothing wrong with that. But we also need to learn to be honest about days when we are not feeling okay and tell people, these are my boundaries and please respect me and my bad days as well. Like yesterday, I was walking around Greenbelt and a lot of people were approaching me. Oh, Miss Anjali, take a photo, take a photo. Oh, hi, Miss Anjali, you're Anjali. I was like, yes, but I'm so sorry. I'm heading to an event and today is not a good day because I still don't have things to wear and I'm panicking. That's creating a boundary, you know? And I was like with my cousins, I was taking care of them and people wanted to take photos. And I said, no, because that was me protecting the boundaries of my cousins that I did not want them to be included in any photos that could be posted in public. These are just some of the small examples. And I'm going to share one example as well. The other day, I told one person that I work with to stop texting me every minute on Instagram because I just cannot do it. Please text me all your intentions in one message because I'm dealing with a lot of things. Yes, for some people, it may sound harsh, but I was training people how to treat me because I am not going to let anyone that I work with just invade my privacy anytime they want to. And I also told like one of the people I work with that, let me remind you that I am your employer. I'm not your friend. I'm not your sister. I'm not your mother. So let's just keep it that way. So that was me creating boundaries. And I feel like it's so important, even with the people we work with or, you know, we hang out with or our friends, to always remind people that we have boundaries, right? But there are people who are just beautiful. Like, they're not need to be told because they just respect you for everything you are, you want to be, and you're currently dealing with. So thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you were able to get a lot of insights, and I'll see you on the next one. Ciao!
This was Life in Progress with Anjali Dub. If you have any suggestions on anything, please don't hesitate to message me on Instagram at Anjali Dub. You may also check out my YouTube channel for more stories. Thank you for listening and catch you on the next episode.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.